No Panic Zone, where you are always essential. I'm Steve Guerra. God bless America. This is the Steve Guerra Show for Tuesday, May the 19th, 2020. Good to have you here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, if you still missed it, the Boy Scouts have been banned from putting flags on the graves of veterans on Memorial Day, the latest overreaction to the virus. This is going to change because we're going to stand up for our vets. We're going to continue to tell you how. Number two, Attorney General Bill Barr says he doesn't foresee a time when former President Barack Obama or Vice President Joe Biden will be investigated for their abuse of law. But Senator Lindsey Graham says he's ready to jump in. And number one, the big reveal by President Trump that he's taking hydroxychloroquine sent the entire Washington press corps into a frenzy, hyperventilating in the ditch on Monday. If I was president, I'd be taking it for sure. I mean, why not? Some say it has great benefit when used with zinc and azithromycin. But the president, man, he tells them, and it's like, man, that's all they want to talk about. And they want to give the impression that somehow it has no efficacy. Well, as if you've heard it before, a lot of studies being done. It's a medication that's been out there for 60 years. It's used for rheumatoid arthritis and lupus and other illnesses as well. And the idea that somehow the president ran down to the Walgreens on the corner and picked up a bag of hydroxychloroquine, also silly. Boy, you can only take that if you have a doctor's prescription. That's right. The White House physicians, of which there are a couple around all the time, they made the decision. Sir, if you want to take it, it's no harm. Can't tell you that it's going to do anything, and he says the same thing. Let's start with bite number one when he throws the entire press corps into a panic. Here's the president.
The frontline workers, many, many are taking it. I happen to be taking it.
Hydroxychloroquine?
I'm taking it. Hydroxychloroquine. Right now, yeah. A couple of weeks ago, I started taking it. Because I think it's good. I've heard a lot of good stories. And if it's not good, I'll tell you right. I'm not going to get hurt by it. It's been around for 40 years for malaria, for lupus, for other things. I take it. Frontline workers take it. A lot of doctors take it. Excuse me. A lot of doctors take it. I take it. Now, I hope to not be able to take it soon because, you know, I hope they come up with some answer. But I think people should be allowed to. I got a letter from a doctor the other day from Westchester, New York, around the area. He didn't want anything. He just said, sir, I have hundreds of patients, and I give them hydroxychloroquine. I give them the Z-Pak, which is zithromycin, and I give them zinc.
Zinc, that's the one I've been telling you since we had the studies revealed here from the University of Michigan, Wayne State University. Zinc is critical to our immune system. Many people that are older have a zinc deficiency. You cannot get enough in your multivitamins. Zinc's important. Zinc makes you Superman. I don't know if that's true or not, but it makes me Superman. How about that? I'm going to go with that. By the way, the president, having gotten them fully hooked up and on the line, he's just reeling them in at this point, continues with the conversation. Bite number two, as Donald Trump continues to explain and the media continues to froth at the mouth.
It seems to have an impact, and maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But if it doesn't, you're not going to get sick or die. This is a pill that's been used for a long time, for 30, 40 years on the malaria and on lupus too, and even on arthritis, I guess, from what I understand. So it's been heavily tested in terms of, I was just waiting to see your eyes light up when I said this, but, you know, when I announced this. But yeah, I've taken it for about a week and a half now, and I'm still here.
Much to your chagrin, I am still here. I know that drives you wild and you wish I did have COVID-19. Man. Yeah, some days he just toys with them. Some days he runs out of patience, but some days he's just toying with them. It seems to me, anyhow. Shifting gears now to some big changes, if you missed it. The state of Oregon, a judge there has struck down Governor Kate Brown's lockdown stay-at-home orders, saying they are null and void. This is a judge appointed by the governor in Oregon in November of last year. He says they're null and void. So as of today, the governor's running panicked to the state Supreme Court trying to get a stay to keep her lockdown orders in place, which she had pushed out all the way to the 6th of July. Last time I checked, there were just over 100 people in Oregon that had died, 4.2 million people and 110 or 20 that had died, and she wants to lock down the entire state. Now, looking at New York, a large majority of the people that died, died in long-term care facilities, in nursing homes, in veterans administration facilities, and so forth. The same is true in Michigan. And in New York, the Governor Cuomo had sent people that were COVID-19 positive into long-term care facilities that people were negative. A death sentence. Well, the same has been going on in Michigan. More than half of the fatalities recorded in Michigan, just under 5,000, of those 2,420 have happened in long-term care facilities, and that's just counting four counties. That's just counting the counties, it's counting Detroit and the three counties around Detroit, Macomb, Oakland, and Wayne County. 2,420 deaths, and a lot of people believe that those might be undercounted because nursing homes have been ravaged by this virus. As we've told you from the beginning, the people that are at danger from this virus are those that are compromised, medically compromised, and are in long-term care facilities. That is the most vulnerable single person when it comes to COVID-19 and the coronavirus. And yet in New York and in Michigan, by executive order, people that were COVID-19 positive were sent back to those nursing homes, killing thousands, literally killing thousands. The anecdotal evidence is clear that when people are locked in a tight space, in a confined place, like a nursing home or a Veterans Administration facility, that's where the virus spreads, or prisons, for example. Many of the positive cases coming, as far as cases being recorded as new positive cases, coming out of prisons. In fact, the vast majority coming out yesterday in the state of Michigan in its brand new count shows that about 70% of the new cases are positive results from prisons. So here we are, however many weeks we've been at this now. And the governors of the different states that are Democrats that want to keep the places locked up, be it in Pennsylvania and Michigan, Oregon and Wisconsin, they refuse to understand that the vast majority of the fatalities and the illnesses come in long-term care facilities. Other people might get sick. Yes, there are outliers. But the vast majority of those who get sick, seriously ill, are over 65. And now we know that more than half of the fatalities have occurred in nursing homes, in veterans homes, in long-term care facilities. And we also know that the people that have died have been grossly overcounted because people that are dying with COVID are being listed as those dying from COVID, which is why the state of Colorado and that Democrat governor, Jared Polis, had to say, wait a second, you've way overcounted the number of COVID deaths in the state. And he revised the numbers down by 24%. This is why America wants to go back to work. We can protect our seniors in nursing homes. We can protect those that are vulnerable, and we can get back to work and save what's left of what's been destroyed by the politics, not by the virus. You're in the no panic zone. A lot of common sense flying around. It's okay. It's here every day. No extra charge. 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and go to thestevegruber.com, stevegruber.com, to find out more about what we're writing every single day. We'll be right back.
An important message from Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
The coronavirus pandemic is challenging all of us, but it's especially important to support our neighbors in need. While our dedicated DTE employees work tirelessly to ensure reliable energy, the DTE Foundation is working with community partners across Michigan. We're providing more than 100,000 families with critical support services, including more than 1 million meals. Together, we'll power through this.
DTE. Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
We at DTE care deeply about all the communities where we live and serve. Our top priority during this crisis is the health and safety of our employees and customers. So our crews are focusing only on work that's critical to ensure reliable energy and quick response to emergencies. If you experience challenges due to medical conditions or loss of income, contact us. We want every one of our customers to have energy, to stay safe and warm.
DTE.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.